Hey guys, welcome to the Hidden Node Podcast. This is February 12th, 2015, and I am still woefully unemployed. Yay! Okay, so, let's move on from there. So, in the last couple of days, I've actually finished enjoying a few things. I finally got around to reading The Martian. This is a really great book who I am flaking on the name of the author. Annie Weir. Okay, there we go. This is a fantastic novel. You really gotta pick it up. It's, how do I describe it? It is essentially man versus nature, except nature is the planet Mars. The novel starts with the main character basically being stranded on the red planet, and the entire novel is about his attempt to survive there, to get to the appropriate place to leave the planet, and in general, live. The novel starts when the story starts. The novel ends when that story ends. There's a lot more I wish it would have continued on about, the aftermath. Maybe an epilogue of some sort, but really it didn't need one. It was really good, pretty solid as is. Highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. I did not do the audiobook version. That's my typical goal to go to, is audio, but this time I kept it to text. And it was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to trying to read a bit more this coming year. I actually sent out a Facebook notice about a week ago, just asking people, you know, what are your go-tos for 2014 fiction? Got a lot of really good suggestions. Gonna start exploring some of those. Martian was already on the top of my to-read pile, so that's why I kind of pushed everything else back just a little bit. So, beyond The Martian, I finally got around to beating Saints Row 4. Which is interesting. It's one of those times where I've actually beaten one of the games I've owned. I have a bit of a problem where either through Humble Bundle or really good Steam sales, things like that, I've picked up a lot of games in my Steam library. Now, a lot of these games I will never play because they don't interest me after all. I only picked them up because, you know, I picked up a related game and they happen to come with. But a lot of these games are games I really am interested in and would really like to spend the time to beat, to get past. I just haven't, and, well, right now I have a little bit of extra time, don't I? So, trying to do that, trying to enjoy a couple of the things I've already bought, get my money's worth out of them, especially since right now I'm not really in the mood to spend all the cash. So, beat Saints Row 4. That was, That was interesting. I've only played two Saints Row games. If you're not familiar with what Saints Row is, it started off as a Grand Theft Auto clone, but then kind of jumped the shark fairly early in the series, and is now flying over sharks and hovercrafts, while the shark is piloting the hovercraft. Trust me, if you play a Saints Row game, that really makes sense. It's a lot of fun, it's a lot of silliness. And the first game I played in the series was Saints Row 3. It was a lot of fun. Saints Row 4 is weird in a very unexpected way. Verdant, is that a variant? I think Verdant's the publisher, or the developer, rather. They have made a very unique game. A lot of people can't seem to indicate that Saints Row 4 was supposed to be a DLC for Saints Row 3. Having beaten it now, I have to disagree with it. Maybe it was supposed to be with the superpowers that you get fairly early in the game. It's not really a spoiler. It's a lot of the advertisements talk about that. And maybe it was supposed to be a little bit of a DLC, but they definitely expanded that DLC too. I guess what you'd expect for a full retail game. The game, in terms of how much I paid for it, met my dollar-to-hour pay. I think I spent maybe $10 on it when it was available as a bundle. I don't remember when I bought it. I think during one of the Christmas or winter, or one of the Steam sales, I'm sure I picked it up. But I ended up playing it, I think, a little bit over 21 hours. That's how long it took me to beat it. Have nearly all the collectibles. I might go back in there for another hour or two just to, you know, get a few extra things from it. But otherwise, pretty much done with the game at this point. 20 hours in. Game had a fun storyline. There's a little bit more I wish could have been done with the game in terms of making you move around in such in different ways. Because while it is the same map as Saints Row 3, a bit highly modified, it definitely felt like a much smaller map because you could essentially glide everywhere. You couldn't actually fly, but you might as well have been able to, because you could pretty much go from one side of the continent to the other, one side of the island to the other side, so it essentially felt like flying. But the game's a lot of fun. Again, fun storyline, great voice acting, good to see Keith David as Keith David. And in general, just quirky, good fun in a pseudo Grand Theft Auto feel. I do kind of wish, though, that variant would go ahead and make a superhero game at this point, because the way the superpowers felt in Saints Row 4, they felt good, they felt smooth, they felt functional, and they balanced out pretty nicely. Highly recommended. Again, though, the game is a Grand Theft Auto clone without the serious storyline Grand Theft Auto tries to do. So all the slapstick, all the explosions, all the madcap, let's just blow up everybody that Grand Theft Auto lets you do. That's pretty much what Saints Row is. Just take out any serious notions from it. So, it's fun. I don't know what its going rate is on Steam. I picked up on Steam sale, and I would recommend you do the same thing. A lot of games nowadays are going for kind of that high retail mark. And frankly, most of them are not worth it. The $50, $60 we've been paying for games for the last 10, 15 years? I don't know. I want to say at least 10 years. Probably around 15. I mean, that really has not been worth it for most games. It really hasn't. You know, this game was 20 hours of fun, and that includes the DLC that came with it. Had I paid the full retail price of $60 when it first came out, I would have been disappointed, because that's not my ratio. And a lot of the other words are not working this afternoon. A lot of those other retail prices and things like that, they're just not worth it to me. You know, wait a year for a game. Unless it's a game that absolutely requires multiplayer these days, if it's a single-player experience, wait a year, really. You're going to get more bang for your buck out of it. That high retail mark just doesn't make sense. The only problem with that is a lot of games don't get sequels if they don't make a lot of sales in that first weekend, which is weird. It's a strange thing about games in general and entertainment in general, is that if it doesn't set fire immediately, it doesn't matter if it makes a lot of money in the long run, it's not getting a sequel probably. So, alright. That is a full topic for another time, though. Today was just mostly about reviewing those two entertainment items. I'm going to try to do this more often. I know 2 weeks ago I said I was going to do this on a daily basis. I didn't. That's okay. Moving ahead with the future. So, this has been the Hidden Node. It is the 12th of February, like I said. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, probably, maybe. We'll see. Check out a couple of websites. 5sentencefiction.com. We are still doing daily fiction. I have a post up there for every day this year so far. I actually wrote another 5 of them earlier today. Need to get those up there to fill out the next week. My buddy Dakota Lewis is taking up the slack Monday through Friday for a secondary poster, and person I've talked about a lot on here, Andrew Henderson, he is posting on the weekends, so check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's quick, easy fiction, 5 sentences at a time, pretty much every genre. We've got guest posts here and there. It's a lot of fun. But in the meantime, I'm going to head out. You guys take care, and, well, bye-bye.